USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is predicting more suffering and death if his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan isn't approved.
The way I see it, the biggest risk is not going too big if we go too small.
Earlier this week, a group of Senate Republicans visited the White House to pitch their own relief plan, which was much smaller. The president said he won't budge on the size and scope of the package. He pointed to a January jobs report as a reason why the country needs more money. Since some of the people that stormed the Capitol last month were active duty military members, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has issued a directive designed to address political and ideological extremism. Commanding officers will meet sometime in the next 2 months to discuss the issue. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The military is deploying hundreds of troops to help at COVID-19 vaccination sites. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We are going to provide as much capability and capacity as the Defense Department can afford to do to help with this national priority.
Health experts say coronavirus cases have dropped significantly in the nation's nursing homes and care facilities. They think the start of vaccinations, more regulations in health prevention, and the end of a post-holiday surge all helped flatten the curve. The Supreme Court has ordered California to allow indoor church services despite restrictions of such services in counties with widespread COVID-19. At issue was California's blueprint for a safer economy, which ordered indoor worship services discontinued in counties with the widespread purple Tier 1. The state had permitted outdoor church services to continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers are racking up fines for not abiding by new security measures at the U.S. Capitol. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
Two GOP representatives have been fined while a group of Republicans are calling for Democrat House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be fined for failing to abide by new security measures put in place following the U.S. Capitol storming last month. Representatives Louis Gohmert and Andrew Klein were fined $5,000 on Friday for bypassing metal detectors as they entered the House floor. Meanwhile, Republicans on the House Administration Committee have signed a letter saying Speaker Pelosi should be fined as well for not going through metal detectors. Just this week, House Democrats voted to impose a fine of $5,000 for a first offense and $10,000 for a second violation of new screening procedures. The fines are deducted directly from the salaries of lawmakers. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A woman has been charged in a German court for her role in the Holocaust. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
The unidentified 95-year-old woman charged Friday with aiding and abetting the murders of over 10,000 people while she worked at a Nazi concentration camp in Poland during World War II. She'll be tried in juvenile court because she was a minor when she worked at the Studov camp from 1943 to 45. She was a stenographer and secretary for the camp commander. Studov was the first Nazi concentration camp built outside Germany, and it was the last concentration camp to be liberated after the war. It housed 115,000 prisoners, and more than half of them never made it out alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.